Poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care, I hang on the squid chicken ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about 1 fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid jigging ground. Now, if you ever feel inclined to go squid and leave your white shirts and collars behind in the town,
and if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid jigging ground.
Squid Caribbean.
Thank you. from rise to fall. Come Fortless Land, condemnation, abandoned cities, deserted and bland.
Thank you. not impressed in the least. This is my personal opinion, obviously. I play several instruments, none very well in the least, and even a little guitar. Was in school and church choir, and marching and orchestral band for many years. So I understand music composition in general, and how to play an instrument. Despite the musicians being genuinely friendly and determined, the so-called music sucked. The best way to describe it was like three people tuning three different instruments, none of whom had either played together before or cared much to offer any semblance of a song in cooperation with each other. It was like 45 minutes of tuning and or tiny little bits of scales or random neutering or every imaginable way to coerce some kind of sound out of an electric guitar without actually playing it in the normal sense. And three people doing this at the same time. There weren't notes, there weren't chords, no rhythm, no song structure in the least, nothing in harmony, nothing played together, no beginning or end to any song. It was truly just random noises being created on things with strings and amplified, coming from three people simultaneously, who might as well have been aliens from three different planets, teleported to Inwood, handed guitars and shown how you can make noises come out of them, and then encouraged to do so. It wasn't a freaking baby christening ceremony. G.G. Allen, this was not. I would take in any hip-hop over this, any day. Hip-hop would been like Mozart in comparison. And with few exceptions, I've never been too entertained by most hip-hop. This wasn't a symphony performance or a religious ceremony. This was community theater, which started late, seemed about as disorganized and seat of the pants as it could be. The dispute or argument over the metronome or some other gadget was an entertaining touch, and quite free form.
At several times, I felt like the entire audience were being used as dupes.
Not impressed in the least.
realized the turkey was already dead and was trying to shoot it again.
Stepped on
let the pheasant flew between him and the shooter.
Nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
Can't stop. Get up in there.
We'll just sit back and wait.
Bursting forth with gigantic grains of goodness.
They want shooting, we give them their money's worth. Come on.
We'll just sit back and wait. Guess you can start on the harmonica now, Jingles.
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
All right. I'll take my gun.
Now, we're going to have that talk.
No money.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns.
See?
Those who dig. You dig.
Well, the difference between justice and murder.
Sir! He's coming out. I can see his horse.
Gosh, what excitement.
Go ahead. Load up and shoot.
I was right there listening, and I just couldn't leave till I heard both the stories.
Time sure flies.
You only know how to play, or do you know how to shoot?
I'm going to kill you with this one bullet if you try to take his gun. So, come on, take it. If you can.
Hand it over. You'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
That's so.
Good shooting.
Very good shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Stay back and hold two shots. Now, who wants the second one?
Well, you know music. And you can count.
Bravo. All the way up to two.
Drop your gun, Phil.
Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns. He's only got one bullet left in that derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. This was Splitco Radio. Every Thursday at 3 GMT minus 5.